we did last week. We're going to do guest star. We're going to have guests joining our stream. We're going to have 3 special guests today. Yay! Love to talk to you guys and get to know you better. So, all right, let's start with our first guest. Okay. So today's special guest star is Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
Hello, is your name Crispy Wonton?
Yeah, Crispy Wonton.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Hi.
Thank you.
What's
thank
your
you.
Name? Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name's Anton. I'm from California and I'm a mod with the Dive Discord.
Oh, thank you for helping to make the show so smooth.
Yeah, and of course. For you, oh, anything, Ashley. Come on.
Oh, thank you. I see you're rocking that Blackpink shirt.
Thank you. I went to the show on Saturday in LA.
Oh my gosh. How was it?
It was incredible. It felt like a rave, like a music festival.
Yeah.
Like everyone was like, on their feet. I was on the
really?
Floor. Yeah. And we were just on our feet and like 20 minutes gosh. In, everyone was dancing in the aisles and they just let it go. And I was like, okay.
Oh, cool. So fun.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You went to the show in Korea, right?
Yes. In Seoul, I did.
Nice. And you got to congratulate Rosie after the show and hang out and everything.
Yes.
No, she must have felt so loved and supported.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, that's like perfect because it leads into my question for you, actually.
What's the question?
So with all the love and support you've shown your friends just over the years, whether that's in the music industry or just in your real life, we learn how to support each other through the people we meet and our families and kind of our experiences. How did you kind of learn to support and be there for your friends and loved ones throughout your life? And kind of what were your memories and the things that you experienced that kind of stuck with you to help develop that sense of self?
I think going back to my childhood, it definitely stemmed from going to church because my church had such a close, tight-knit community and we had a lot of females. So the sisterhood was really strong and we would come together weekly to talk about our problems and, you know, just like pray for each other and be there for one another. So it's naturally what I grew up with. So even now, that's how I'm allowed to, I'm able to have such close, a lot of close girlfriends, and I feel really comfortable, you know, and at home talking to my girlfriends and just doing that at such a young, like from a very young age, definitely helped me to be there for my friends. And friends and the community was such a big part of my life ever since I was young because I always spend time with my friends rather than family because my parents are busy working. So naturally, I just learned to depend on my friends a lot. And because, you know, I depended on them a lot and I loved them a lot, I just naturally wanted to be there for them and make them happy. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that you show that love and support to them. And you know, you're there for them. But kind of just a follow up, how do you like being supported and kind of what is the love and support that you seek from your friends?
I think just when they show interest in what I'm doing and just a lot of words of affirmation, like, you know, telling me I could do it, that I'm doing a great job because I doubt myself a lot and I need friends to kind of remind me that I am doing a great job and not to be so hard on myself. So yeah, I just feel really loved and appreciated when they'll, you know, remind me that I am hardworking. Oh my God, so cute.
Yes. Okay. Ah. We have an appearance.
Oh my gosh. Here. Hello.
Ah. Yes.
What's their name?
So we didn't know it was a boy until later, but I named her Leia anyways. So
Leia.
It's Leia.
That's a pretty name. How did you not know it was a boy?
We adopted him kind of from the street, but like as a very small kitten, like very small. And then we got him fixed maybe like 3 or 4 months later, but we didn't know because, you know, the gender wasn't visible yet. So we just thought it was a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because they were so young.
Yeah. And then the vet was saying like, yeah, that happens more often than you think. It's like, okay, good. I'm not the only one.
Oh, Leia, so cute.
Yeah, Leia, they're, well, I have 2 cats, one of them sleeping right now. And then Leia is very hyperactive right now, so.
Oh, are you living alone with the two cats?
No. Well, my roommates are asleep, so yeah.
Okay.
We all have work
All
and
right.
stuff, but
Well,
yeah,
thank
this
you so
was
much for tuning
no.
in and for the question.
Yeah, this is a pleasure talking to you. Have a great
It
rest of
was
your
nice
day.
meeting you.
Yeah.
You too. Have a good night. I know it's
Yes.
late there.
Thank you so much. All right, bye,
Okay.
Ashley.
Talk to you again.
Yes.
Bye. Oh, Leah was so cute. Okay. Thank you, Crispy Wonton.